You are about to hear a message preached at Church One on the Gold Coast. To find out more about Church One, visit us on the web at churchone.com.au. And be sure to subscribe to these podcasts so you don't miss out on any new messages as they are available.
Just want to firstly acknowledge Pastor Ted. I don't think anyone should take sharing of the word lightly. And personally, I tried to stay away from the duty because of what it holds. And so since finding out I'm sharing, it's been a long month. I also want to agree with Pastor Ted in regards to the anointing that is here this evening. And I felt the anointing on Wednesday leading up to Sunday morning. A friend of mine and Susie, in fact, him and his wife turned up to church this morning, never been to church before, never experienced a Pentecostal hand-raising, sing-along, dance-along church before. And I was a little bit apprehensive in regards to how they would respond. He was in tears. And only the Holy Spirit and only the anointing is able to do that. You see, it doesn't matter what we do up here from the platform. Without the anointing, it isn't going to go anywhere. And that's what I believe he felt this morning as he spoke to me outside. He says, man, I don't know what was happening, but I felt this. And twice during the worship, praising the worship, and during the message, it was like your pastor was speaking to me. You see, that's the Holy Spirit. And I feel the anointing here this evening. I want to try to get through what God has given me as quickly as possible because I want to be able to spend some time in ministry if that's at all possible. Thank you. I just want to open up with prayer, if that's okay. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. I thank you that your word is a living word. I thank you that your word shapes us and moves us, encourages us, and challenges us. So, Lord, I pray that every single word that comes from you this evening will just go deep in the spirits of all of us. I pray that every single word that comes from me and my flesh is burnt before it reaches people. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. And everybody said, I want you to do something for me. If you have a phone, just put it in the air like this. Just grab your phone, chuck it in the air, and just wave it like you just don't care. So hold it there. Hold it there. If you have your phone in your pocket or in your bag, bring it out. Just keep waving it. Just keep it up. And then do this for me. With the other hand, reach out ever so carefully. Reach out. Push the off button. Seriously, do it. Do it for me. Do it for me. Now, for the next 15, possibly 20 minutes, you may be doing this. Kids often say to me in my class, sir, but I need my phone for research. I love that line. And so you don't have to follow me tonight. I'll give you notes if you really want them. And if you really want to take notes, I'm pretty sure is it being recorded tonight? There you go. So yeah, there's going to be a podcast somewhere out in space that you can tap into using your phone. And isn't it ironic? Isn't it ironic that I'm using an iPhone and an iPad? Research. Statuses. Anyway, let's move on. Hallelujah. Hey, back in the late 80s, Nike came out with a slogan, just do it. And so tonight I've entitled my message, just do it. And in brackets, activate your faith. And I'm going to be able to challenge you tonight. I want to encourage you, which means to build up. So as I'm speaking over you, I want you to feel good about yourself. Because then I'm going to kick you. I'm going to challenge you to move from where we are presently. Amen. Let's go. Let's do this. Okay. Just do it. If the Nike brand of the Nike apparel was around during Jesus' times, and it was only Roman sandals, by the way, and they were looking for someone to be in their ads, I would have chosen these people that I'm going to read about right now. In fact, I'm not going to read about them. I've got verses here, but I've sort of memorized them. So from Matthew chapter 9, verse 20, don't forget, you don't have to go to your phones. Matthew chapter 9, verse 20, the woman who had a problem with bleeding for 12 years. You know, after 1 year, she would have been isolated. Stay away from her. Oh. But listen, year after year, who can help me? For my family, who can save me? Who can heal me, physicians? She was isolated, pushed to the side. One day she heard that the Savior, this guy who was performing miracles, was in town. And she saw a crowd following him. And she said to herself this, if only I can reach out and touch the garment, I would be healed. She reached out after 12 years. I may have given up after the first or second. Many of us here would have. But after 12 years, she said, if only I can touch the hem of this guy's garment, I will be healed. At that point, she just did it. She activated her faith and reached out. She touched it. Jesus felt the power leave her, turned, and said to the woman, your faith has made you well. I would have used her in the Nike ad. Next person. From I'm looking at Luke 7, verses 37 to 39. And it was the sinful woman who heard about Jesus being invited to one of the Pharisees' houses. She turned up uninvited, carrying an alabaster or a container full of fragrant oil. And she sat at Jesus' feet, and whilst he was speaking, she cried because he was speaking to the very being of who she was, and she heard the words and she cried, and she used these tears to wash his feet. She used her hair to wipe her eyes to wash his feet. And as she sat and she listened, she kissed his feet. Sinful woman who arrived, and finally, the oil, the fragrance that was used to anoint the heads, she brought it out, poured it on his feet. The guy who invited Jesus thought to himself, Jesus, if you were truly a prophet, you would know that this is a sinful woman. How dare you let her in here? Isn't that church? Isn't that what church is all about? To bring in the lost, to bring in the hurt, to bring in those who don't know. My friend who came in this morning, he came because this is an open door. The church is an open door, not because of what you know about God, because you have been created by God, no matter who you are. And he turned to this guy and he said this, I rocked up to your house. You didn't offer me any water to wash my feet, yet she used her tears. She kissed my feet. You didn't offer any oil to anoint me, yet she bought this jar to anoint my feet. Add her to the list of people that would have been used for the Nike ad. Just do it. She activated her faith. Matthew chapter 8, verse 8, the centurion, the officer who said to Jesus, Jesus, you just say the word and my servant will be healed. Don't come under my roof, however, because I'm not worthy. Here was a guy who knew all about authority, that if I come under someone or power is there, saying to Jesus, just say the word. You don't even have to go where my servant is. You just say the word. I understand authority. Wow. You know what Jesus said? He said, I have never seen faith like this. Never, ever seen faith like this. Not too sure whether this guy had stepped in the synagogues to hear the message. I don't know. But Jesus turned to the people who were there. This man's faith is incredible. I would have used this guy in a Nike ad. Just do it. Activate your faith. Mark, chapter 2, verse 4. Four guys rock up to the house where Jesus was ministering, carrying one of the boys on a stretcher. He was a paralytic. They saw. Here was the scene. The scene was this. People were crowding the place. There was no room to get into the house. They couldn't go in through the front door, through the back door, probably not through the windows, because here's what they did. They carried this guy up onto the roof and started ripping the roof apart. And they lowered him down in the midst of these people who were with Jesus. Jesus looked up as he was being lowered. Wow. These guys' faith. The guy walked away because of the boys and their faith. They acted. You see, they just did it. They didn't rock up to Bible college for 4 years to understand that if I do this, it'll happen. They went at church every single Sunday. That if I do this, it'll happen. No, it was a matter of faith. In Luke, and this is my last one, one of the last guys I would have added to the Nike ad back in the days, Luke chapter 23, verse 42, it was one of the criminals who was hanging on the cross next to Jesus. One of the other criminals blasphemed Jesus. And this guy piped up and he said, hey, dude, shut your mouth. We're here because we deserve to be here. He's done nothing. And he's turned to Jesus and he said, Lord, remember me this day. Jesus turned to him and surely I say to you, you will be remembered this day with me. This is a criminal hanging on the cross who activated his faith. Incredible. All of these people would have been in my ad to promote the Nike apparel back in the days for sure. Let me read another scripture for you. I know there's a lot of scripture, but you know what? It's better than me speaking. Here's the word of God. And this is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 27, 29. It says this, but God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. God chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him. No one. You see, it's Jesus. Jesus is the one. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And as my friend sat there this morning and received, it was Jesus who was ministering to him. The Holy Spirit speaking to him. So I want to say to every single person here, you are qualified. Whether you have a degree or whether you have some sort of paper to say, hey, Wilson, I've got this. You are qualified, not because of your degree, not because of a piece of paper, not because of letters after your name, but because Jesus died for us. And he set the platform up for us. He's paved the way for us to walk into to make you qualified. You are qualified. You are a child of God. These people that I've mentioned this evening may not even have had the same revelation that you have. Crazy. But yet, they just did it. And they activated their faith. So where do we go from here? We should be encouraged by the people that have been mentioned tonight. Matthew 28:16-20. We have all been called to make disciples of all nations, not just with souls, but to make disciples. Easier said than done. How do we do this? I want you to take a moment and ask yourself, what is my passion? What drives you? What gets you up in the morning? What are you passionate about throughout the day? What do you think about? Is it sport? Is it music? Is it technology? Is it education? Is it the arts? Is it social justice? Is it because you want to be able to help people? What drives you? Once you find this, it's God's way of saying, hey, listen, I've given you this for a reason. We are, every single person here is the body of the church. We are the body. We are the body. And every single person here has a different gifting. God's given you that for His glory, not for yours. And it's a great segue, as I talk about it shortly. See, your gifting and your passion, as you start to ask God, what is it, Lord? What is it, Lord? What is it, Lord? So I can activate my faith, will build kingdom. As you share your passion and using the gospel via your passion. See, my passion is sport. And as I was growing up, I found out about God through sport. I became a Christian as a young man, and I went away, and I said, yes, I'm going to use the medium of sport to share the gospel. And when I got to a level, I started playing professionally, and that didn't happen. You see, because I started putting myself on that pedestal. See, the passion was there, but it wasn't for God's glory. All along, I thought it was. But God challenged me. He took me out of that situation. And He's brought me back in. So He had to take me out to deal with me, to deal with my pride, to deal with things that I was putting before Him. And to this day, I still love sport. Susie and I have started up a ministry just sharing the gospel via the medium of sport. What is your passion? What drives you? You may be saying to yourself, well, Wilson, I know what my passion is, but how do I go about activating my faith? Have a look around you. Take a look. We're all in this together. We're all in this together. As I shared our dream with Pastor Ted, he gave some wisdom in regards to what we do next. And even to this day, I'm asking people, how do we go about this? You see, you activate your faith by looking around for those people who are able to support you in your passion. The segue that I wanted to talk about was beautiful. We've got an expo about the ministries that you can plug yourself into, that you can activate your faith in. This coming Sunday, activate your faith. Move. The last reading, and I haven't got it down here. This is the last reading, and then I want to be able to challenge you. It's from James chapter 2. And I know that there are some people here that haven't been on their phone for about 24 minutes that are still trying to recover, but just a little bit longer. Just a little bit longer, please. It says this in James chapter 2, verse 14 through to 17. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked or destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for their body, what does it profit? Thus, also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Faith without works is sort of like a song that you can't sing. This evening, you've listened to many from different walks of lives who activated their faith. And they just did it. And my challenge to you this evening is to activate, is to plug into what God has placed on your heart to do. There's going to be times where you fall down. That's okay. Just a little bit of pride being dealt with. I've been there, and I'll continue to go there as I'm made of flesh. But get up. Plug into God. Activate your faith. Faith without works. So, Lord, I come to you this evening. And I thank you for your anointing that is here. That your word that has been spoken this evening would go deep into all of our spirits, Lord, to activate something. And so, Lord, as I give the call to respond, I pray, Lord, challenge us, move us. Get us out of the comfortable state that we may be in and help us to just do it. Lord, I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your mercies in Jesus' name. Just keep your eyes closed for me. Thank you. With all the people that I shared about tonight, I'm not too sure, and I'm pretty sure, I have some sort of idea that none of them were born again. Yet, they were still able to activate their faith in God. And that inspires me as a believer. And so tonight, I'm not going to give an altar call to see whether you want to give your heart to the Lord, because you're going to be able to activate your faith to do things around this place. And later on, as you start to find out about what it means to give your heart to the Lord, then maybe then you'll ask questions around what does it mean to be born again. That's another message. So here's my challenge to you tonight. If you feel that God has given you a passion and you've been sitting on that passion, or a dream, and you've been holding on to that dream and you don't know what to do with that, my challenge to you tonight is to move with that. And as you raise your hand, I want you to be able to say to the Lord, yes, it is time for activation. I love that. And if there are other things that you've wanted to do in the past, but fear has held you back. Just do it. Just do it. In fact, no hands. If you feel that you want to be able to activate a dream, a passion, something that God's been talking to you about, come to the altar now. And I love the fact again that the people that have been mentioned tonight, the criminal who was on the cross, the woman who called out for 12 years, normal guys who just turned up carrying a friend, were able to activate. Don't let fear hold you back. Don't let fear of the unknown hold you back. Move. Move into what God has called you to do this evening. Come forward.
You have just listened to a message preached at Church One on the Gold Coast. To find out more about Church One, visit us on the web at churchone.com.au and be sure to subscribe to these podcasts so you don't miss out on any new messages as they are available.